Unit 11. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Wool.
2. Silk.
3. Clothes.
4. Cotton.
5. Sew.
6. Meat.
7. Leather.
8. Needle.
9. Cup.
10. Sailor.
2. Listen and choose the sentences you hear. 1. It is made of plastic.
2. What kind of carpet was it?
3. At this moment, Ken came into the reading room.
4. The soldier built the house by hand.
5. Is Dennis made of bones?
6. English is spoken in many countries.
3. Listen and write the missing words. There are many supermarkets in Shenzhen. A supermarket is a special kind of shop. In a supermarket, you walk around and find things for yourself. The goods are on shelves. You can easily see everything there in the shop. A shopkeeper does not serve you. You serve yourself. So we call it a self-service shop. At the entrance, there are usually some baskets and some trolleys. A trolley on wheels. You may borrow one of these baskets or trolleys and put your things into it. You carry a basket or push a trolley. You take the things you want from the shelves and you put them into your basket or trolley. You finish your shopping and then you go to the cashier. She adds up all your things. She tells you how much your things cost. Then you pay her for your shopping. 4. Listen and choose the correct answers. 1. Tom broke his leg when he was playing.
2. May I use your bike?
3. Oh, your present is very beautiful.
4. Happy birthday to you.
12. Listen and choose the correct words you hear in the sentences. 1. They visited some pupils' homes.
2. The story was written by a soldier.
3. Are they famous cooks?
4. Whose dish is this?
5. I am proud to see the most beautiful world.
6. How interesting these people are.
2. Listen and choose the correct answers. 1. Have you written your composition?
Not yet. I'm still doing maths problems.
Question. What is the woman doing now? 2. Which dress are you going to wear?
I like the blue one, but it's too dirty. I have to wear the red one.
Question. Why doesn't the woman wear the blue one? 3.
Tom, is it raining outside?
The sun is shining, but I see a few clouds.
Question. Like. 4. What can I do for you, sir?
I'm looking for a cheap coat. How much are these coats?
5 each, or $10 for 2.
Question. How much is one coat?
5. I heard your mother was ill.
But she's got well again.
Question. How is the man's mother now? 6. Bob, Jack sent you a present yesterday.
I got one from John, but not from Jack.
Question. Who did a man get a present from?
3. Listen and write the missing words. A. 1. Football is played in middle schools all over the world.
2. The street lights are usually turned off by daybreak.
3. English is taught in our school.
4. The thief was caught last week.
5. The students were given some advice by their teacher.
6. Some new houses were built by the women.
7. The magazine may be returned to the library after Monday.
8. Something must be done to help these poor students.
B. Now please look at the back of your watch. You may see the English words made in China. Look at something else, for example, a radio. Again, you may find the English words made in China or made in Japan or even made in Germany. Why? English isn't the language in any of these countries. So why are the English words made in written on these things? It is because in the modern world, English is very widely used for business between different countries. So when a Chinese buys something from a Japanese, or a German sells something to a Japanese, they may all use English. Most business letters around the world are written in English. Half the world's telephone calls are made in English. Most books and newspapers are written in English. That is why we are learning English in China. It is one of the world's most important languages because it is so useful.